No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a Grand Rapidian.
Hello, and welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games. Where off the top, we like to say, thank you, patrons, and fuck you, Cop City. My name is Ginger.
And my name is Willie. We're here to review beverages, talk about video games, real life XP, recommend shit, all the usual stuff, you know. But we have some very special guests today.
Yeah.
We'd like to welcome the creators of Star Wars, Life and Death on the Rim.
Hello, guys.
Did I get that right?
That's right.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah. Good job.
Welcome. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Cameron Ogden. I do the soundtrack and sound design for the podcast.
Sure. I'm HC Ogden, writer.
And I'm Eli Caswell, and I do writing as well as co-producing and voice acting.
Sweet. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Do y'all want to talk a little more about your podcast on the top instead of at the end?
Sure. It's your show.
I want to say that it's a very impressive audio drama with rich
man.
Sound design, like
means
voice
a lot.
Acting. It's really good.
Thank you.
Is it unofficial?
Yeah. Unofficial fan series. Not licensed, as of yet. The whole thing started from a Star Wars RPG, so role playing game, almost like Dungeons and Dragons, tabletop RPG.
We love RPGs.
So started one of those virtually. It was actually the first one I had ever done in terms of role playing games. So I was having a bunch of fun with that, and I just felt like the story was phenomenal. So off the bat, I was just like, I don't want to ever forget about this, especially seeing as it was my first one. So I started taking notes, and then those notes eventually became me talking from my character's perspective, like making a story. And eventually it just kept on evolving from there until it was written into a script. We started finding cast members. And that's when I came across Eli and asked Cameron to do soundtrack, and Eli found him. Actually, we met on Reddit for casting one of the main characters of Zeb, and he's big into Star Wars campaigns, RPGs. He's run one for years now, with a little devoted following. And he also had some writing background as well. He loves to write, so we kind of we love to collaborate together, and we just kept on evolving it. So that's been about 3 years now. Actually, as of August is when I started the campaign 3 years ago, and right now we just released episode 2 last month. We have episode 3 releasing September 4th. So it's been a hell of a ride.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It sounds like a great way to write cooperatively.
Yeah, exactly.
Through an RPG.
Yeah, well,
were you the DM?
I got to piggyback off of him. Yeah, basically, it was he created the story, and then I was like, do y'all want to make this into a podcast? So originally, I had the guys from the RPG just come over and voice their characters. It turns out that just because you're into RPGs and stuff doesn't necessarily mean you're a wannabe voice actor. So we ended up recasting some of those roles and getting passionate voice actors on, and stuff like that. I mean, just really started to make it take off. So
yeah,
it really steps up the game. I'm not into voice acting, so I can completely understand that.
A lot of people aren't. I think it's a pretty subset of the population. I think it's a pretty small percentage of these people who are just loving to do voice acting all the time. But and that's the thing, too.
and I love them for
when,
that.
When I when we started it, I wrote everything with just a ton of me talking, just a ton of narration, because I figured nobody's gonna want to do this. Like nobody's gonna want to do this. And the more we realized, like, we were very wrong. Like, a lot of people are in. Then we started like, okay, let's expand the roles. Like, let's get, you know, the dialogue.
Plus, listening
like
to Hunter talk for
a lot of rewrites.
40 minutes is not the best audio experience.
Yeah, you don't want to do it.
Aw, it's not too bad. I've heard way worse voices. I could listen to all of you talk, so I'm okay with that.
You say that now.
There's some stuff that I'm like, I cannot listen to you.
One of the great things with working with these guys is how natural it was for us all to collaborate together. You mentioned earlier how writing something with other people can be difficult. It's been such an easy process for us. We just click in every way when it comes to our production, our writing, our ideas. We'll be sitting there in a writing session. One of us will throw out an idea and everyone just builds on it, and we get excited, and then we get on these tangents and we're suddenly writing whole other series and not like, we just love collaborating and it's just so much fun.
How else do you go like 3 years with no profit, just working like crazy on a project? So, support us on Patreon, Galactic and Prod.
Hell yeah. Go over there.
Cool. Well, we got to review some beverages a second after the quote of the week.
Yeah, what's the quote of the day, week, month, whenever you're listening to this?
People are always bothered running here and there. Me, I can't be worried. I'm just trying to grow some hair. I'm growing a beard. I'm growing a beard, pretty mama. That's all I want to do.
Who said that? Wow.
Ben Vaughn.
That's beautiful.
I don't think you have an issue, Will.
That's
you're like Homer Simpson. You shave and it like 5 o'clock shadow.
That's an interesting quote. It seems silly, and then I realized, and I was thinking about it, I was like, it's actually kind of deep. He's just focused on one thing at a time, man. He's like, just simplify.
Yeah, it's a song. It's a whole song about how he doesn't have time to do any of this other bullshit. He can't be bothered because he's trying to grow a beard.
I like it.
Right on. Ginger. All right, I got something interesting here. It's Dr. D's Sparkling Probiotic Drink. Delicious gut support.
Dr. what?
Dr. D's. D's Nuts. Oh, this one is a crisp apple flavor.
All right. Spark that thing open.
Spark it open? What?
No, I mean, if you were an anime character, when you open a can, it kind of makes a spark. That's what I was picturing.
That is true. Here you go. It's like watered down apple juice. I don't know what to think about it.
It is watered down apple juice. I mean, it's not bad.
There's so many drinks that have apple juice in them.
It's not worth a premium.
Like almost everything, or a pear juice.
Yes, yeah, true.
Probiotics. Yeah. I don't know what kind of probiotics are in it. It has also pink Himalayan salt.
Ooh.
And it's kefir cultures, like that liquid yogurt.
Oh, this is an exotic.
So they watered down liquid yogurt.
Hopefully, I don't shit my pants. I don't think I will, but who knows? I had a yogurt already today. Double probiotics, wee!
It's decent. Yeah, it's pretty fancy. It's gluten-free, dairy-free, caffeine-free, non-GMO, with live cultures. It's vegan and gluten-free.
Is this a posh beverage? I think so.
How many words are in the name? Dr. D's Sparkling Probiotic Drink, Crisp Apple.
Posh.
Yeah. This is posh.
If it's got Himalayan salt, it automatically qualifies as posh for a drink.
I am very happy it has regular cane sugar instead of fucking stevia. So already it's
stevia
like better.
Sucks.
Stevia to me. Stevia
is like... Wait, y'all don't like stevia?
People overuse it.
Stevia sucks.
I don't.
In a drink?
I don't mind it.
No, dude.
It's weird.
No. Fair.
People overuse it. It's a great, it's a great, like, sugar substitute, but
I'll give Dr. I'll give the doctor about a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. 3 out of 5. It's weird, but I don't hate it.
I've got a beer this episode. I'll open that up next. I have an amber lager, 4 6's Grit and Glory from Texas.
Ooh,
hey.
So Texas.
4 6's.
4 6's.
Me and Cameron are both from Texas.
Yep. We make some good drinks, good beers.
Before I stop drinking, I've had some Texas beers.
Says Heritage runs deep on the top. It's pretty good for an amber lager. The amber gives it some flavor over a regular boring lager.
Texas representing over here.
I love Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, so. Dude, she's...
And we have a few friends from Texas as well. Hey, Toby. Shout out Toby from Secret Levels Podcast.
Oh, yeah. They're going to come up later anyways.
Shout out Lauren as well.
This says it's a full-bodied Marzen-style amber lager with noble hops.
All right.
And I appreciate the actual hops flavor in the lager. I'm going to give 4 6's a 4.6 out of 5.
Fitting. All right, so I have this is a Hefeweizen beer. It's a German Hefeweizen. I'm not someone who's enjoyed many beers. I haven't had too many in my life. This is one that I can drink and enjoy. It's wild cherry. There's also a grapefruit flavored one that I really enjoy. That's probably my favorite. This is the only one I had on hand right now. I used to live in Germany, so I'm kind of biased towards German things.
I miss those.
Yeah.
Because I'm allergic to wheat and I can't have them.
Oh.
And then now I quit drinking.
Sure, sure.
But like, those are my jam.
Yeah. They're,
what
they're
brewery?
Schafferhofer.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Schopenhofer.
It's really, really nice. It's got a crisp, clean taste. The fruit comes through nice, but not overpowering. And it's
nice.
It's a little sweeter, which is I tend to gravitate towards sweeter drinks. So it's perfect for me. And you know, what is this? Only
4% alcohol, I believe.
So I was just double checking. And you know what, I'm a bit of a lightweight. 4% does it for me. 4% and I'll be half the can will be in and I'll be buzzed. So it does not take much.
That's
for
okay.
me.
Willie knows his stuff. He's like calling out. He's like, knows the percentage.
Yeah.
We definitely have drank a lot of beer and know a lot with Untappd. I no longer use my Untappd, but some of my kombuchas I added to it.
And the Schopenhofer is one that's so good that I buy it over and over again.
Yeah, I can see that. I'll give it 4 stars.
Nice.
When you say you're Untappd, is that like a at home? I'm trying to imagine what you're talking about. Is that an at home tap thing, or what is that?
No, it's a app where you can check into beers and give them ratings.
Oh, very cool. Okay.
And so you can track all the beers, malt beverages that you drink.
I like it.
Very nice.
I've been doing it for 8-9 years. How many? 5,000 unique beers?
I don't know. I don't check it anymore.
I've been to 200 different breweries in person.
Oh, wow.
Dang. Dude. Really?
I will say I do prefer drinking out of tap rather than canned. I think it has a much better taste.
Absolutely.
100%. Can leave a weird aluminum-y taste. Glass, I like when I did drink. I had to be careful of taps because they're not as cleanly.
Oh, really?
As they want to think they are.
Oh.
Oh, to people with allergies. Because mine is so weird and wheat is used so much.
Oh, sure.
Even though I can have barley and rye.
It's like that stuff they say with,
we have
with
a nice...
nuts and stuff. Like people who are allergic to nuts, like it can be on anything. It can be on machinery. It can be on people's hands, etc. And then when it hits, it's not
That's
good.
A cool cup.
Cross-contamination.
Yep.
Sucks.
Well, I've got a drink here, drinking out of my Boba Fett cup. I've
Hell
got
yeah.
I've got something simple. It's vodka with like some.
Yeah, dude.
It's like grapefruit, orange.
Sipping on some hooch.
So I blended those up. Vodka, wow, some of that, some ice in there.
Sounds like prison wine.
It is delicious. It is delicious.
Just some orange juice.
Do you make that in your toilet?
Toilet liquor.
Dude, if you have pomegranates that's in prison, a piss jug there. Okay for yourself.
It's like Epstein's prison.
I love
prison.
Some pomegranates. Man,
if you're he has like grapefruit.
Wealthy.
Yeah.
Well, are you even in prison? Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. He's got like a lemon tree.
Oh, thank God that fuck's tree. Dead. Fuck that guy. God. And Ghislaine.
Probably that prison.
Her name
cameras.
Is forever Ghislaine. Oh, you can't not say Ghislaine.
Oh my God.
For like the 24
this
hours
went dark quickly.
Too bad it yeah. didn't get, that was like a that was a tease. That was a fuck you. It was like you thought you were gonna.
The rich so, people continued. So, what so would you rate your vodka drink?
Yeah, how's the prison wine?
It's delicious. I mean, for me, as far as alcoholic beverages go, this, I feel like I could drink it too much. I feel like I could have this out at the pool or something. I could drink this all day. And then I would, like, you know, crawl back
just
to my
swim
apartment.
In it. Just swim in it like Leahy and Trailer Park Boys in the blue vodka
dude,
drink.
That show is amazing.
I love that show. That's where piss jugs come from in our show. It's because it's the way of the road.
Well, yeah, my drink is just agua fresca. It's like a classic Mexican
nice.
Beverage. I started drinking them in Texas, and I'm living in Mexico City now. But this is agua fresca melon. So that's not sweet. Melon, actually. It's like cantaloupe for us in the States. And it's fucking delicious.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite drinks of all time. 10 out of 10, every single goddamn time. The only thing I need to figure out is how to make
it
alcoholic.
It sounds good.
I don't,
and I'll be set.
I mean, vodka, you can pretty much
I have Bacardi.
I don't think I've ever had a cantaloupe drink.
Oh, dude, it's so that's good.
Really Bacardi good. Lima?
No, Bacardi cheap. Bacardi plain. But yeah.
Well, that should mix
yeah,
if you like
I might
that.
Do that.
Hell yeah, sounds good.
But yeah, this drink is amazing. Y'all gotta try it. Anytime y'all are around some kind of taqueria or anywhere that they sell it. See it, try it.
I know I like Jarritos.
Those are good.
All of their
those are good.
Pops. They're
yeah.
fucking amazing.
Dude,
those are
legit. I can't remember how many of those we had growing up.
Yeah.
We would always try to grab them at the store when we were there, when our mom bought us.
See, when I'm having Mexican food, I gotta have horchata. Like
horchata is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, we should take a quick break and come right back with
cool.
Real Life XP.
I just want corn tortillas and tacos.
Now. We're having street tacos tomorrow. I'm having it's my birthday party. We're catering in a bunch of tacos. So
happy
we
birthday.
Got, come on down. Come on down. We're going to have plenty.
Oh, fuck. Dude, if I leave America, I'm not coming back.
I'm in LA or the greater Los Angeles area. So
yeah, Grand Rapids has some, a lot of Guatemalan and Hispanic folks, and there's lots of Hispanic
sweet.
Stores.
Yeah,
sweet.
I think they have about 10 flavors of that agua fresca at Mega
oh,
Tacos.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Mega Tacos is legit.
Uh-huh. Oh, before we come back, this episode is brought to you by Mega Tacos.
We wish.
Not really, but they're really
please
good.
Please sponsor us. Your tacos
free
are
advertising.
So good.
Free advertising.
They deserve it. And now it's time for Real Life XP.
TMCRLLC.
GRPVG. What's your Real Life XP?
My Real Life XP was I won bingo.
Fuck yeah.
With the Secret Levels podcast on Toby Von Doom's Twitch feed. He decided to play a game of bingo with the classic commercials that he watched. And so it was like, if it was a McDonald's commercial, you could get a square. If there was a dead celebrity, you could get a square. And he made boards for up to like 20, 40 people. And I got the first bingo and won a Nintendo Switch gift card. So thank you. Thank you, Toby Von Doom.
Nice. Yay, Toby, we love you. Done. We love the Secret Levels podcast, too.
And it's always shout fun in their Discord and in their Twitch feed playing bingo.
And Jenny Tuesdays B.
And anytime. We did it Friday, too.
Secret Levels podcast.
Nice. That sounds awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah,
what a cool fun bingo win, dude.
It's a good one. Yeah.
That is the craziest bingo I've ever heard of.
Yes. How many points?
Oh, let's see. I don't know. How about, it's a $10 gift card, so how about 100,000 points?
Wait.
Sure.
Awesome, man.
That means those points are only worth like 100,000. Points are cheap.
Sounds like a very American thing.
That's how they get you. They're like, you got 100 million points.
Anybody else have some real life experience points?
I'll go. Eli.
No, I just have, like, what qualifies as real life XP, just so I can.
Anything you want.
Okay, then
something you experienced in real life.
I got an easy one. I don't know if this is. I think this is negative XP. I got shit on my hand this morning.
Ew!
I think I leveled down. Did I level down?
Well, I mean, it matters. Was it your own shit?
That was my dog. It was my dog's shit.
Bad things happen to you. If you're in an RPG game, your skill level still goes up.
Yeah.
I mean, every time
Experience.
Every time Goku gets beat up, he comes back even stronger.
Yeah.
What? Well, shit on them.
If getting shit on your hand is on the skill tree. Which skill tree did I just improve? That's the question.
Well, better your hand than your face, right?
It was just my hand.
Three kids. If you get XP for that, I must be like max level because I got three kids.
Yeah. If it was on a skill tree, it would probably be in the immunity.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Here you go.
I'm still thinking I'm though like in Dragon Ball Z when the world was giving their energy to the hero. If I was one of those people in the city, I'd be like, isn't that the guy that got shit on his hand?
Not true. Just go wash your hands. Like, put your hand down.
Anybody else?
Did you wash your hands at least 20 seconds, please?
If I was in the Dragon Ball Z world, I would probably end up being a piece of poop with a smiley face, sending him his energy.
Majin Buu chocolate?
Yeah.
It's just Majin Buu chocolate. You got turned into candy.
Did you say how many points do you want for that?
Honestly, 500 points is probably fair. It was a speck.
Okay,
it was
shit yourself?
Well, it did involve shit on him. So.
It shit on him, but did you yourself shit your pants this week?
No, I have not.
He had to think about it.
That's automatically 7,000 points.
He had to stop and think about it.
I'm dead serious. That's not that abnormal.
I have IBS,
for me.
So I understand.
Not that abnormal for me.
Why did you have to think about it?
Because it happens too often.
So that's an additional 7,000. That's just our like set thing.
Yeah.
If you didn't shit your pants, you get an automatic 7,000.
So I got 7,500 points for getting poop on my hand. And not shitting my
yes.
You went from went from wanting negative XP to giving yourself 500 points.
Because we decided it goes towards the immunity tree. It's a skill tree.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, oh my god.
We will have to remember that for future episodes. Yeah. If anyone gets doo-doo on their hand, we gotta remember that.
You're going the doo-doo on your hands board.
Yeah. It's just that.
Does anybody else have real life XP they'd like to share that does not involve poop on your hands?
Or it could.
That narrows it down.
Eli, you've had that.
Yeah,
Eli,
or it could.
Your house thing was pretty.
Yeah, so we had that tropical storm that came out through California.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Everything okay?
We just moved into this place about 2.5-3 weeks ago, and then the storm hit, and we found a leak in our roof, and it was coming down into... I have a board game room where I keep all my board games, and I have these really cool Star Wars miniatures in there, and water was just coming through in one spot, and then it spread to like 8 spots. We had pots and bowls all over the place trying to collect the water. And, you know, it rained for 36 hours.
Wow.
So
where it usually doesn't rain.
Yeah. So it's going to take about 3 to 4 weeks to get everything repaired. So I guess that's negative XP. No, you know what? I'm taking positive XP for having to endure and be positive and still... Mm-hmm. Keep moving forward through all this.
That's positive XP.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Once it's repaired and fixed, it'll all be better than it was before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
And
so how many points?
That feels like a solid 1,000 right there.
Did you shit yourself in this past
No,
week?
But I stressed myself out because of it that I probably could have.
You see the moment how he just said no?
Let's go 15. We'll give you 15,000.
Did you notice how he just smoothly transitioned?
I didn't have to think about it.
I would have to think about it, so I'm on your side.
Well, not many people have the weird digestive issues that Cameron has.
It might be
IBS,
the water
buddies.
That Agua Fresca that you're drinking.
Yeah. Dude, it's... Hey, Hunter, understand this, okay? Living in a foreign country with bacteria in the water that your body is not used to is not fun.
Understand
that. Don't they get, like, big jugs of water?
They get big jugs,
down in,
yeah.
Mexico?
Yeah, yeah. You get, like, a big jug of water. But, yeah, man, it's, like, sometimes I've literally had, like, weeks where it's not fun. Like, just shitting myself.
Pee-pooing out of your butthole is not fun. Oh, I have IBS, so I know I can say it.
I might have that.
HG, do you have to? Do you have some XP yet?
You get 8,000 because you didn't shit yourself.
Yeah.
Was that one directed toward me, Willie, or I wasn't sure?
Yes, yes. Have you done real life XP yet?
I have not. So. Real life XP for the week. I have been learning.
It doesn't have to be this week. Even it can be any time.
Whenever.
I have been working on learning Adobe After Effects, and we just got our table read done for episode 3 after a full rewrite. That was pretty crazy. Very very late in the game rewrite. For our next episode, so that's been a lot. So I'll give myself real life XP for that.
Oh. How many points?
I'm a go out on a limb. I'm gonna give myself 1,500 points. Just, you know, take the game.
No, come on, go 6 digits.
I was at first thinking 3,000. That was my initial. That was what came to mind first. You know, but you know.
30,000.
30,000. All right, fine. I'll take 30,000 points.
That's more
fair. If he gets 7,500 for poop on his hands, you get at least 30,000.
That actually sounds about right.
Oh, shit. All
right, well, let's take a quick break.
My real life XP?
Oh,
you're just going to skip me?
You didn't do
the
it with Ginger.
Fuck?
What's your life XP?
I tried to hang up one of these cat things on an old window in my house, and I broke the window on accident.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
That was really cool.
That sucks.
Didn't go through because the window was open and the other window stopped me from going through, which is great since it's upstairs.
That's scary.
Yeah, didn't get cut.
Okay. Well, if you're pushing a suction cup onto a window, I hope you don't put your whole body force behind it to where you would go through the window after it.
Well, you have to make sure the big suction cups are
true.
On there
That's
for the
true.
Cat.
You really have to press
yeah,
the
but still.
To the window. Yeah, so that was fun. I felt really shitty but it was old S window anyways. It was like a single pane window, like old shit. They have weights and shit in them. So not going through the window and falling and hurting myself somehow, who fucking knows? I'm going to say 20K. All
right. 20K for breaking the windows.
Yeah. Window. Not the. Windows. Not plural.
Okay. We did it like several times.
I mean, not in my own house.
I had to try every window.
You're like, something's wrong with this window.
I accidentally broke a few windows in my time. I have, unfortunately, in my lifetime, accidentally have broke a few windows. But they're all single-pane bullshit old windows. So
accidentally.
It's not really my fault. I really, seriously.
Did not mean to throw that brick.
That a, yeah.
I have that, not thrown a brick through a window. You?
Yes.
That's
pretty sweet.
The sexy Dr. Malcolm.
That's pretty sweet. Dr. Malcolm. That's sick.
Hell yeah. All right. So we'll be right back with games, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, Ginger.
Hey, yeah.
What game you play?
I play another phone game called Pickle Pete.
Pickle Pete on Android?
Yes. So,
that sounds like an attachment you could get for your robot.
Hey, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to shame anyone. If they want an attachment, that's fine by me. Whatever floats your boat. This is a survival game where there is a storyline to this, where you are a scientist that's trying to make the perfect pickle, and you add this, like, secret ingredient that exploded your pickle factory, turned you into a pickle, and turned everyone else into pickle-loving zombies.
I had a dream about that once.
Oh.
So, this is just a survival game. It really reminds me of Vampire Survivors a little bit.
Okay.
Because you're automatically shooting, or you have knives. You can get different guns. After each wave, if you collected enough pickles, you can upgrade yourself.
Yeah, Vampire Survivors wasn't the first game, but since then, it's definitely become a genre on its own.
Yes, which I'm okay with. I do like the top-down auto shooter, or whatever you want to call it.
Is it cool?
I feel like we need to... Yeah, I feel like we need to get the last trophy on Vampire Survivors before I play other Survivors games.
I think we just have to banish like 20 weapons on that one.
Yeah. So Pickle Pete?
Pickle Pete. It is a silly game.
Sounds like a cowboy for some reason. Is he a cowboy?
It does sound like a cowboy.
I don't know. I don't know if you can get like... an upgrade for a hat on your pickle.
He's a food scientist, but yeah, as long as he could wear a cowboy hat.
I mean, it sounds pretty sweet to put a cowboy hat on a pickle. So yeah, it's just a survivor game. See how many waves you survive of these zombies that want to eat pickles. Cool. Mom's spaghetti.
It just gets harder and harder until you die.
Yes. Okay. There's different zombies that come at you, big ones that take a couple more hits, ones with bombs strapped to them. I haven't seen any jugs, so there's no piss jugs yet.
You said it's all zombie-loving, pickle-loving zombies?
Yes.
Wow.
I like turtles!
And you're a great zombie!
Yes. So...
I love games based on riddles.
On the toilet.
Like
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Just turn into a pickle.
All right. Cool.
It's a cute game, and it's a free game. And Pickle Pete, you can play it on the toilet. Haven't seen any jugs yet.
Sponsored by Pickle Pete.
Classic.
If they want to sponsor us, I'm not going to like say no. It's a funny game.
Oh, I thought you meant Vlasic. I love pickles.
I'm okay with that, too, if they want to give us money. We're in a capitalist society, so we might as well take their money.
Get in there, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, I'll take Big Pickle money. Ginger, hit that button. What game you play? Whoever wants to go next.
I'll go. Who should we pick? I've been playing a lot of Baldur's Gate 3 lately.
Okay.
Like everyone else, nice. It seems like. It's just an incredible game. What I like most about it is being able to play cooperatively with other players, and each time you play, the story just feels different with depending on the group you play with. You can really make it your own. I've got 3 or 4 different friend groups I'm playing it with, each a separate session with each one of them, and it's such a vastly different experience. The voice acting is incredible. The storyline's intriguing. It's literally playing Dungeons and Dragons as a video game. The choices you can make, the dialogue options. The game is, it's literal perfection. It's one of the greatest games I've ever played in my life.
Yeah, so it basically is a D&D campaign,
yes,
right?
Yes. Really good graphics, great music. I couldn't recommend it more.
I think I played the first couple of Baldur's Gates.
Mm-hmm. I played 2.
Mm. I like RPGs.
Yeah. This might be the greatest RPG of all time.
Is it like action combat?
The combat is turn-based. It's squad-based, so you have, you know, your healers and your mage and your tank and, you know, whatever party you put together with your friends. You really have to coordinate, and you can do really cool things. Like someone will throw a bottle of grease on the ground, and then your mage will use a fireball and ignite it, and the whole room explodes. And you know, you can have your mage cast a...
Can you make that poison? And then it's like poison explosion.
Yeah, you can do poisons. You can you can do like get everything wet and then have a thunderbolt, a lightning bolt, like just electrocute everything. Like there's so many different ways to play.
That's pretty cool.
You can have one person in a conversation dialogue with somebody, and then another person, like your rogue on the team, is sneaking around behind everyone, pickpocketing everybody while they're busy talking, and you know it's fun.
That sounds fun. Nice.
How many different classes of characters are there?
I think there's like 8 or 9 different classes. Don't quote me on that, but there's a lot. It's four players, but you can play, and you can have subclasses. Like, the way you can customize it really is incredible.
Makes it pretty unique.
There's so much replay for it.
I'm assuming there's, like, a combat skill tree?
You have skill trees when you level up, and you take your XP, and you'll be able to unlock new spells or skills.
Yeah.
And
how do you like the skill trees? Because that's something
does
that...
Does it have immunity on it?
Yeah. piss chug immunity?
Like, can I shit on my hand and level up?
You know, I haven't seen that yet.
No, really though...
Well, Baldur's Gate, get on it.
In some games, the skill tree, like the combat skill tree, like the leveling up is one of like the weakest parts of the game sometimes. It might not... give you like the feeling of really like, I don't know, like that gratification that comes from leveling up. So I'm curious, like how you feel about it.
You definitely feel like leveling up's a big deal. You unlock some really cool stuff, and you really can pick and choose what you want that's going to complement not only your build, but what the rest of your team, your squad has as well. So you can work together to just put together an amazing.
Yeah, well, the entire game only goes up to what, like level 12?
Yeah, I know the skill cap is pretty low, but the game itself is very massive. Yeah,
they've talked about on potential DLC for higher level characters. Once you get up past that in D&D, you're almost like have god level powers.
Yeah, I don't know how much more they'll be able to expand the level system just because of that reason. It still needs to be challenging, right?
Yep.
I'm looking up online and I'm seeing that it looks like some release notes for the DLC. You will be able to shit on your hand and get a skill in that.
Yes.
Are there different color potions in here, and are any of them yellow?
Or just what's the bathroom situation in this game?
There are different color potions. I think the yellow one is an acid or a poison one. There's some very interesting stuff that goes on in this game. If you can imagine it in real life, you can make
it happen. Like vases just laying around that you can smash?
Yes. Well,
are there bathrooms? I know there's lots of
the piss jug.
There's lots of sex. Is there bathrooms?
I don't recall a bathroom at this stage, but there's plenty of places you can use for one.
So can you piss with your character in this game?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Damn. Come on, Baldur's Gate. Next update.
You can fuck, though.
That's true.
Shit on your hand.
Before we finish talking about this game, I wanna ask about the sex scenes.
Will is horny and needs a bong.
Is your character horny?
So my character is not. We did have a very interesting time. We went into a warehouse and found, I think it was a troll doing doggy style with an ogre. It was
all right.
Or an orc, maybe. I think it was like a troll and an orc or something. It was very eye-opening.
Bumping uglies.
It was a very funny scene. It was played for laughs and very unexpected.
Wait, your characters in the game can have sex?
Yes.
And not just other characters? What's the point? Is there a point or no?
Cam is now downloading the game as we speak.
you can relax
your companions.
The world is horny. I mean,
really? That's interesting.
Yeah, if you need to ask what's the point, maybe it's not for you.
Cam, when an ogre loves an
should
orc,
not bring up that old game that we talked about, the actual adult sex game.
That's wild.
Not FAP CEO, okay?
You still haven't played that, have you?
No, I haven't. I need to.
Eli, are you sure you're not playing one of those games that's like, you won't last 5 minutes in this?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Speaking of that, this episode is brought to you by...
The fact that everyone laughed, we all get a bonk.
Oh, sweet.
It's probably our fault with sexy Dr. Malcolm behind us.
It really was.
Ian
Malcolm that really shaped this entire conversation. That gorgeous chest of his.
Oh. I thought I brought it up.
Yeah, you did.
All right, Ginger, hit that sound effect.
Oh, my God.
Let's do another game.
What game you play?
I played Pet Rock on Nintendo Switch.
Pet Rock.
Okay.
Pet Rock.
Tell me about Pet Rock.
So you start up the game, and you get a rock, and you get to pick which... kind of rock.
This is such a boomer game.
There's a gray one or a whitish one or kind of a marbled one. And you get a rock with two little googly eyeballs and it sits there. And it's kind of like a Tamagotchi. I never actually had a Tamagotchi, but from what I understand, it's like that. You have to take care of the rock. You have to give it food.
Does the rock die?
It does.
Oh, wow.
I've played it 3 or 4 times, and I never come back the next day. And so whenever I boot it up, my rock is dead, and I need to start over with a new rock.
Will is a rock murderer.
So you have to turn the light off by 10 p.m. It sleeps from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. You have to feed it and play with it every morning. If it gets sick, you have to give it medicine. And sometimes it gets mad when you give it medicine, and then you have to discipline it.
How do you
spank
it?
The rock? Yes.
When you go to a menu and you click a finger pointer, and it's like a big finger comes down and shakes no, 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 and the rock looks sad for a little bit, and that's how you discipline it.
Okay, really, the only difference between this and having kids is the government sends you a check for having kids every tax day, right?
So how do you?
They don't die every night.
How do you play with a rock?
Yeah, you have the 3 meters. The play is, he says, hey, let's play rock, paper, scissors. And so the rock sits there, and you pick from three symbols, and the computer picks from three symbols. And he talks a little smack when he wins, and when he loses, and when you tie.
I thought the rock would just
get... Does he always pick rock?
No, that would be funny, but no, he picked.
They really missed a joke there.
I definitely.
And then you also have to keep it. Yeah, you have to keep it clean. That's how it gets sick when it gets dirty, I guess. By just sitting there.
But I had a couple Tamagotchis, by the way. I forget what.
Yeah, those were so cool.
When you go to clean it, it brings out like a hose, and you spray the rock down with a hose.
What does that mean,
like power wash?
Do you call it a dirty rock when you're hosing it down?
Oh, hell yeah.
What does that mean, Tamagotchi?
Oh, my gosh.
That was a
little game.
I don't know.
It was like
a little keychain, little
kind of
virtual pet.
A keychain, yep.
Yeah.
It had like two buttons.
You could get a different pet. You had to pay attention to it, feed it.
Feed it, play with it, keep it happy.
I think I had a dinosaur
or
and maybe
otherwise,
a puppy.
Otherwise, it would grow and get bigger and do like stuff on a little small, like 16x16 LCD screen.
Wow. Hunter's
those
showing
would
his
have
youth.
Little poos.
Yeah.
Those would show little steaming piles of poo that you had to
Cameron,
clean up.
Are you familiar with this Tamagotchis?
I've seen them, but I never played them. Tyler did, our older brother.
Really?
Like this
Tamagotchis would poo.
That's how close the gap is, really. Like, we were like 2.5 years late on the Tamagotchis.
Oh.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To be young.
Yeah.
you have to feed it. You can feed it hamburgers and ice cream cones. And you have to keep it. You have to keep these gauges. You have the hunger gauge, the happiness gauge, the discipline gauge. And you have to keep them all high enough to keep your pet rock going.
The discipline, your pet rock, with a finger pointing at it, is just so weird to me.
But also, you have to not feed it too much, and you have to watch its weight. You don't want your rock.
That is weight shame.
If
you rock want to be a little chubby, that is okay.
I gave my rock.
Do not fat shame.
I fed my rock enough to make it happy, but then it went from like 150 grams up to like 550 grams.
That's okay.
I don't know what's overweight for a pet rock, so yeah,
nothing
by me.
Being a fat pet rock is that you don't have to move around a lot, so it's not ever really. It doesn't really matter. It's not gonna slow you down.
Also,
so
you're gonna hold more paper down if you're heavier.
There are
sounds like a win-win.
There's utility,
and you know what? Despite feeding the rock all these ice creams and hamburgers, it never uses the bathroom.
Whoa.
I would think the pet rock would grow to boulder size. You know, it would be its...
For real.
Like, it aspires
Soon
to be a boulder.
We don't know what it could do because he keeps neglecting it.
Will is a rock murderer.
I have murdered 3 or 4 pet rocks in this game, and it's kind of a bullshit shovelware app on Nintendo Switch.
I have to know. I have to know. Did you pay for this game?
Yes, Will. Yeah. Did you?
How much? Like $6, $10.
I think it was on sale for like $3, maybe.
Okay. Okay.
For some reason,
no judgment. No judgment.
I started really getting worried there because I thought he was going to say a big amount.
He's like, yeah, dude.
Collector's edition is $69.99.
Yeah, exactly.
You get the shitting edition for that.
There you go.
So like the no, quartz
or you get a rock shipped to you.
Yeah, the collector's edition comes in a pet rock box.
Yeah. One of those geodes you have to crack open to get to it.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Those are pretty fun, though.
I don't think I've ever done one of those, but that sounds like a blast. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter, do you have any games?
I had a candle once that had a piece of gem in it that I had to melt.
What?
That was cool.
What? A gem that you had to melt?
It was like a candle with a gem in it.
That's pretty cool.
Whoa. That sounds kind of dope.
I've never seen that.
But yeah.
That's kind of like the cake with the baby in it.
Oh, yeah, like the Mardi Gras one. It's
not a king cake.
Yeah.
It's not a king cake.
I've always found those creepy. Does anyone else find those creepy? I find them creepy.
What is it?
It's like a little...
It seems like the...
baby Jesus.
It's like, oh, I want to put apples and razor blades, but that's mean, so I'll do babies and cakes instead.
Yeah. I'm a pagan, so yes, that is fucking weird.
I've always hated that. It's so creepy to me.
Like when someone hands you, you know, their baby, you're like, no, thank you, I'm hungry. no, thank you, I'm not hungry. That's what the joke was. Oops.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to trick non-Christians and Catholics into consuming baby Jesus like them.
Well, it's weird because they've stole so much from pagan things Christmas trees, and like I heard there was a Christian wedding where they used salt and a candle. That's literally a spell.
Yeah, that's
silly shit.
Throughout they don't even history, know what the fuck that's kind doing. Of what happens is they repurpose rituals from the previous, you know, faith or religion, and put those into the new one to help the people transition from one faith to the next.
Not to help, to force.
Well, yeah, yes, from their point of view, yes.
Yeah.
Most Mother of Mary statues are actually the goddess Isis statues.
Yes, I
fun agree. Fact. Huh.
I've never heard of that. Weird. That's interesting.
Ooh, does somebody else have a game?
Hunter, you want to go? You have any games? Hunter doesn't play games. Hunter works.
Hunter works 20 hours a day.
Hunter,
sleeps for four.
Name one video game that you have played in the past.
Forever.
I bet you can do it.
Oh, yeah. Forever. Yeah, I mean, one of my favorites, it keeps coming to mind, is Halo, so I'll talk about that one.
I knew you were going to pick that one.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love Halo?
The first?
Yeah, like...
The original?
I don't.
Halo 2 was probably my favorite.
I don't.
Halo 1 was a lot of fun, very memorable, but Halo 2, I feel like, was like... I feel like that was real talk. Yeah. I think everybody who ever played Halo actually liked Halo 2 the best. At least if you played it around that time, because when Halo 2 came out, it was like, what the fuck? Everyone was playing Halo birthday parties. We were doing Xbox Connect or whatever.
LAN parties.
System Link LAN parties.
Halo was fucking huge.
So those people know what it is, but explain to my mom, who has never played a Halo game, what a Halo game is.
Okay, Halo, the premise is that we've become a spacefaring race. At least, kind of, well, I know that there's Earth is involved in the game, but basically, aliens are bad, and there is a big, huge artificial thing in the sky that looks like a halo, and
oh, it makes sense.
What else goes from there?
It's a first person
shooter. And you play as Master Chief, the big badass, who goes out and kicks alien ass all day to save the world.
It's like Team America mixed with, what is that one?
Space Police.
What is that one movie where they're fighting the alien insects?
Wait, that's a real bureau now, I think.
What is that movie where they're fighting the alien insects that you love so much?
I know what you're talking about. Starship Beauty Troopers.
Honey?
Starship Troopers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Starship Troopers. That's what it reminds me of. It's like America, fuck yeah, with some Starship Trooper action. But I've never gotten into Halo.
You know, I actually read...
I'm not a first-person shooter.
I read a couple of the books of Halo, and what's crazy about the whole, like, the Spartan thing, which is what you play as. You play as a Spartan.
Yep. I know a lot about it.
The government...
Genetically altered human or something.
Exactly. The government goes and finds kids like all around. Like, I think the Earth, I think, just around Earth, maybe, and they clone the kids who are like the most dominant, right? So they'll find the kid playing like King of the Hill and like dominating everyone around, right? They'll go and clone him to replace and then give the
eugenics,
and then give the parents the clone so that they'll never know. Take the original, and then they had them in like genetic alteration, like programs and stuff, and crazy shit to make them like super strong, super fast, and a ton of them die. And then they give them like these crazy suits of armor, and now you have like these Spartans. And in Halo, in Halo, the Master Chief who you play as is the last one alive.
Oh shit!
Yeah. 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 A bunch of them died from the aliens.
Do the suits have like a toilet or a diaper of some
sort? What's the bathroom situation?
The bathroom situation is that Master Chief, he does go in his pants a lot. but it's a process. It's in the future, so everything gets recycled into nutrients, etc. And you know you can't get sick from that.
Oh,
so.
He eats his own doo-doo?
Well, he doesn't actually eat it. Whoa. It goes in through a tube. No eating involved.
Oh.
That's why he never takes his helmet off. Certain bad breath.
They're probably certain, like, if he takes anything in, I'm sure he, like, excretes it into,
Soylent Green, like,
candy bar that he can give to some other species. That
it's literally Soylent Green. They're, like,
yeah,
but
I don't remember.
With excrement.
Yeah, yeah, the Master Chief situation.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, shit, now am I gonna fucking get into Halo now because they recycle their shit and piss?
Whatever it takes.
What is this?
So it's more NASA spaceship in a suit than it is like Fremen moisture
evaporators.
Selling Halo copies out here.
This game that nobody's ever heard of.
My favorite first person shooter is Power Wash Simulator. Okay.
Eli seems like, do you know what that is, Eli?
Anyways.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I know what it is. Yeah, I've seen
it's it. It's so good and satisfying. I can't even tell you. Anyways, Halo.
It,
So can you like play two players that like split screen if it's two player?
Yeah.
Or can you not?
Halo 2, I think you could play with four players split screen back then. And the real thing was like playing either Xbox Live or doing like the system link to where you can actually hook multiple Xboxes together, and then you would be on different TVs and playing against each other. And that was pretty cool because otherwise you're like, you're always kind of lying to the other person and acting like you don't know where they
watching.
Are.
Screen watching. Yeah. I watch him and his buddy do it all the time with 007. They will be watching each other's screen. They're not even watching their own. They're watching each other's screen to fucking
find each other.
It's impossible not to. It's like you're always lying.
One of my favorite memories of Halo was, I think this was my senior year of high school, maybe the year after, but we would have four Xboxes in my buddy's basement, and we'd have like, I don't know, 50 to 100 feet of Cat 5 cable connecting each one into a different room, and so we'd have four teams of four in these different rooms in his basement, all like playing Halo against each other, and it was just some of the most epic gaming parties I've ever had.
They really were.
That's pretty cool.
It's not the same after that. It's never going to be the same.
Yeah.
We legit had birthday parties where that's all we wanted was we want to do System Link Halo and we want to have pizza and we're good. You don't have to spend money.
I mean, if I had children and they wanted that, I would be like, absolutely.
Yeah.
We can do this for the rest of time.
Learn how to swear at people and then I'll let you swear. Did you guys, like, do any of that? Were you, like sitting there chatting with people, too, on the Xbox Live with, like, headphones and shit in these
parties?
But
back in the day with Halo 2, we didn't get to do that because we didn't have Xbox Live back then. So all we did was play with each other and then other people on the, in physical, you know, location, whatever.
Right,
and,
like, local.
And then me and Cameron, what they call me local. And Cameron, we played for, like, an entire summer. Like just like figuring out how to get outside where you're not kind of supposed to go, all the little cheats to where you can like, you know, run around the map and like be on top of the buildings and skip scenes and everything like that, get the legendary skulls, etc. So we spent like our whole summer, I feel like, of like eighth grade was on Halo 2.
Nice.
Yeah, goodbye. I'll forever remember that.
That doesn't sound bad.
That's why for both of us, it's definitely like probably top two or three games of all time.
Yeah.
I love that. Because someone needs to love it, because I don't. So I'm happy we're the yin and yang of Halo.
Yes.
Because I know.
Three, four. I think that was four games.
I've still got one. But
what you got?
I'm also a huge FPS fan, and I played tons of Warzone. I've played.
Okay.
I don't even know how many hours. For some reason, my system stopped counting my hours on my game. And so it's just a,
it's like,
it's trying to,
dude,
it's
too many to say.
I don't,
404 error.
I don't know why it stopped counting.
What system is
this, PC? No, it was on Xbox.
That's interesting.
Xbox, Xbox One.
999999.
No.
Yeah, was it? Was it at 9,000 or 900?
No, it just stopped counting around, like, I think it stopped counting around.
It's over 9,000!
Maybe 400, 500 hours? I don't remember. It just stopped counting. So
that's,
I was like, I have no idea how many I put into it, but I put in a fuck ton of hours.
Because even Animal Crossing went over, like, have a lot of hours.
Animal Crossing is fucking amazing. But I'll just briefly briefly describe Warzone. Basically, it's a first person shooter similar to what was that game? the one with Power Wash Simulator.
Power Wash Simulator.
Right. No.
Yeah, they're basically the same game.
Yeah, basically.
One, you're killing dirt, the other, you're killing other humans.
Yeah. Oh, so basically it's part of the Call of Duty franchise, which has been around a long time. It's like, it's a modern warfare, like you have modern weapons, you know, you're fighting.
Here's
through like cities.
America fuck yeah game.
Yeah.
Realistic gun stuff.
And the thing about Warzone is it's a battle royale. So that's the cool thing about Warzone, is it's a battle royale, which it was not the first battle royale.
How many people?
How many people can be in? I think it was 150? Around 100, 150 for the new Warzone 2, I think.
Damn. Okay.
What's a battle royale? What does
that's
that
a
mean?
Lot of folks.
A battle royale just means you're starting with all these squads or solo players, like up to 150 players, and it comes down to the last squad or the last player, depending on what game type.
You start with
playing.
Nothing. You have to go out and find your weapons, find your gear. You know, you're scavenging for your equipment at the same time everyone else is.
As the map,
and when you die, you're dead. Yeah,
I think honestly,
come down to the last person standing.
The most fun part about that game has always been, like, you know, I would watch streamers play it for hours and hours and hours, and I sucked. Like when I first started playing, I was so far behind all the other players when I started. Yeah, I would die constantly. You can barely kill anyone. Even if you're good at, like, FPSs, you still, like, kind of suck. And because...
Do you, like, start at a lower level? Is
the
there
levels
leveling
don't,
to this? Like,
in this new Warzone, there is a ranked mode. But in the previous ones, and up until, like, a couple months ago, ranked mode didn't even exist. So it's just kind of throwing everyone out. Together. And so that made it so fucking hard. But the most fun thing about the game is that, you know, you'd watch streamers and they would be able to kill like an entire team sometimes by themselves. And then you kind of start getting to that point over like a long
you kinda
period
learn
of time
from how they're playing.
Yeah, it takes so fucking long to get good at the game. And then once you are, being able to just like shit on like an entire team, like in the most like skillful way, is so fun. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know when we used to be competitive in video game world records, it was nice to watch some of the like really good fucking players and kind of like the tips that they would give you, or even just watching them. And how they would play. It is beneficial.
Yeah, what did y'all play?
Like for world records, we played a lot of different stuff. mainly in the Wii era.
Yeah, obscure DS and Wii. Well, some obscure, some not obscure. Like
Geometry Wars like Galaxies, I have.
Like, yeah. Crash Boom Ooh. Bang on Nintendo DS.
If there is a world record to get on that shit, we need to get on it. So we were the first ones and no one else That's can get it.
Cooking Mama.
Cooking Mama.
Andy, yeah. Cooking Mama.
Cooking Mama's one.
Cool.
That's his famous one. It's on Kotaku. They called that out. But we are in the Guinness World Record books for a few of our...
We hold a lot of...
For video games.
Two-player co-op Guitar Hero on the Wii sick. World Records.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Geometry Wars Galaxies on the DS. I have a lot of those.
We would play it on easy, two-player co-op, and get the high, like...
The perfect score.
A perfect score. And put it up first, and so you know, people can tie. Some of them might be beatable if you hit the whammy bar at the right spot.
Yeah.
But
that's cool.
One of my favorite ones is Saucer Swarm on, I believe, Mario Party 8.
7.
I love
Mario Party.
Is it 7 or 8? It's one of them. Dude. The Saucer Swarm, that mini game.
Yeah, she still holds the world record on that.
Wow. Yeah. Like, oh, shit, that's crazy.
That one was a... I like that one.
Wow.
Mario Party will destroy friendships. Like, that game is so cutthroat.
I love RPGs, so I'm not, like, the best at video games, right? So no one will play me in fighting games because I have world records. They think I'm, like, super good. I'm, like, only at,
Yeah, she won't play Street Fighter with me, though.
No. I like, Jesus Christ, what is that game?
I don't know. While you think of that, you know what? I have these chips here.
You're going to review them?
These are Minecraft Whoa. Mysterious
Soul Calibur.
My kids would eat the hell out of that.
Dude.
My kids love Minecraft. So,
I can't have them.
Isn't that like a bad thing in the Minecraft game?
Yeah.
What? The creepers?
No, Suspicious Stew.
Suspicious Stew?
Oh, I've never seen
it. It's like you tried to make food, but it came out poisoned. And they made Pringles that are flavored like
Dude,
that.
Minecraft is
no one will
awesome.
Play me at Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur is cool.
Because I kicked
Dude,
their
back
ass.
Back in the day when that game came out and everyone was playing it.
Talum and the stick guy, Keelik. Dude, I will fuck your world up with Keelik.
I want to know these gladly chips say taste that. Like.
Is yeah. That- I can't they, have them.
I liked Valdo. Valdo was so cool. Oh, man. He was yes. creepy. Weird. They, walking on his back across the stage, like upside down, doing some really weird.
Mm-hmm, like a contortionist. Yeah.
They still taste like Pringles, but they taste better than... I don't like original Pringles. But these taste a little bit better. They've got, like, more spices, garlic, paprika, and shit in them.
Cool.
So they're, like, Pringles that are actually seasoned. Season That's what they meals. Taste like.
Okay.
It's still a bullshit splooge of corn and wheat mash. shaped into a saddle parabola, but...
If Kellogg's bitch... I'm gonna say this. If Kellogg's bitch asses wouldn't put the wheat starch on it at the end, I could fucking have them.
Yeah.
They're corn,
fuck you, Kellogg.
They're corn chips, but they add wheat at the end... For no reason, so people with allergies and gluten intolerances can't
yeah,
eat them.
Wow. That part Bitches. Was personal. They did yeah. that as a personal attack.
Completely.
Yeah.
I do. I take that as a personal attack. Anyways.
It's not true. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
That fucking movie.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Now it's time for recommendations. Doot doot.
Okay, I'll do my recommendation quick a minute first.
Legendary.
The It Could Happen Here podcast had a 3-part update on what happened this summer in Atlanta in the efforts to stop Cop City with Garrison Davis. So go listen to, what's the date today? 8. Go. So look for 8:25 is part 3, and that's Part 3 of 3.
Yeah.
On updates.
It's pretty grim.
He talked to people involved on the ground about what's happening. And
But how, we need to continue yep. to, you know, plug AtlantaSolidarity.org. They help people get out of jail who are being held on some trumped up bullshit charges.
And put pressure on banks and contractors who are working fuck on Chase. This project.
fuck Nationwide. If you have Nationwide, they are not on your side. They are funding this fascist shit. So change your fucking insurance agent or agency. Anyways. Right.
That's my recommendation. It could happen here. Stop Cop City.
I'm going to recommend this little shop. I may have recommended them before. It's called Six Sad Girls. They are on Instagram.
You have. But that's okay. I won't censure you.
Okay. Because they're cool. It's been a while. They have some creepy, cool art stuff. Unique clothing. One of my favorite pins from them. I'll have to show y'all.
They're kind of goth, kinky aesthetic.
Oh, nice.
Data and Spock making out. So, if that gives you an idea. yeah. Follow Six Sad Girls. There's a period between each word.
Mm.
They're fucking amazing.
All right. What would you guys like to recommend?
I've got an easy one.
Any media or whatever.
I recommend
whatever I recommend you want.
AI art. AI art generation.
You are no longer welcome here. No, fuck AR art. That's what we're going to have to add to the top, say, too.
I use a shit ton of
I love journey. That. You're so silly. We have a smart ass here. I am here for it.
No, you said you've used it.
Oh, I fucking love Midjourney. Dude, Midjourney saved my life financially.
For a small team like us, it's vital.
Dude, if you're a small business like us, we're 100% trying to be fan-funded, nonprofit so far, we're doing Star Wars, we can't outright sell it, and you still want stuff for marketing, web page, we were trying to do it with artists, and then when I started to think, wait, we want art for a lot of the main characters, we want art for all the episodes, we want, and at some point I just started jumping into it. ChatGPT plus Midjourney, if anyone hasn't tried it, is god mode. You will be a fucking god.
I mean, when you're doing unofficial Star Wars fan fiction, and let the AI go in there and rip off all the Disney artwork that has there been uploaded into the AI. Fuck yes.
Yes. Right? Yeah, I was kidding. Disney I don't want to be ableist. Yet,
but that might just push it over the line.
Yeah. Lucasfilm, we love you.
We love you.
What is said on GRPVG is not supported by everyone on GRPVG. There you go.
I've got LucasArts,
go fucking sponsor them.
Go for it, Eli.
Stop being a bitch.
No, you. I know you said it earlier, so why don't you go first, and then I'll go.
If there's a podcast I'd recommend for any comedy fans, it's Kill Tony. One of the coolest podcasts ever, I think. It's so fun. Basically, it's run by a comedian named Tony Hinchcliffe. He has a band, he has a stage, and he has an audience. A bunch of want-to-be comedians or comedians are basically waiting, and they have their name in a bucket. All these people sign up. Go ahead.
Is he alive?
Kill Tony? Yeah. So,
okay.
I don't know what the fuck the name is supposed to mean, but basically, It's a podcast.
Kill Bill. It's played off Kill Bill.
Yeah, it's just a name.
Oh, I love that movie. Not slaying on stage, killing them.
No.
As a comedian, maybe.
That was my first
thought. Yeah, I don't know. But
I think part of the thing is because he kind of plays an ass.
Yeah, he's the he's the heel. He also plays a heel, in wrestling, if you know what that means. Basically, yeah, he plays kind of a dick sometimes. So, but it's a live podcast. It's recorded every single week. It's released on Monday nights. And he has all these comedians' names in a bucket. and they only get a minute of uninterrupted stand-up comedy. So, like, that's their shot. And depending on how that goes, you know, they give an interview afterwards. But the interview can be like, what the fuck are you doing here, basically? Like, why did you do that to an entire audience? Like, why do you not have any material? You suck. Go home. Or it can be like, you're invited. Like, he can literally, I'll just say, like, the opposite of that is basically, like, and it's super, super rare. Like, he gives what's called, like, a golden ticket, which means any Kill Tony show, you're always welcome to come. Any Kill Tony show that you want to come to, you have a spot there. And it's got a pretty big following, and it's, honestly, it's ended up with a bunch of, like, regulars and who perform weekly. And I think that's also to kind of give some definite good performances, because literally the entire thing could be terrible. But that's also what makes it so fun, is that it's just a random fuck, like, that comes up and can kill it and just fucking destroy it. It's super fun. Like, the stakes are really high.
So, like, a stand-up talent show.
Yeah.
You get 60 seconds. Yeah. You get 60 seconds.
I found it. I subscribe.
Super
cool. Check it out.
Yeah, they've been for a while. They do it out of Austin, Texas. And really, really fun.
They just celebrated, I think, their 10-year anniversary, I think.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Hello from the Magic Tavern has been going on for a while, too.
What is
that? From the Magic Tavern. That sounds interesting.
It's a funny, kind of loosely scripted story podcast. You'll want to start from the beginning.
Ooh. Okay.
D&D improvisation, like, with lots of adult humor.
The same guys who have made You Don't Know Jack are the voices
and the
for
Jackbox
this.
Games. Oh,
well, I love Jackbox. Okay.
I need to check this out.
Yeah, you might really like Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to check it out. That's
that sounds fun.
I've got one I want to
say at the end of our show. Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you all for joining us so much.
All fucking, right. You're welcome back anytime. Uh-huh. Our schedules align.
If people didn't take notes earlier, tell them about your Star Wars project now.
Yes. And plug any socials, whatever you want, like, really, any of
awesome.
You. If you'd like.
Yeah. So again, here with Eli Caswell, who does a lot of the writing, co-writing, helps with directing. Cameron at Cameron Ogden on Spotify. He just released his first single, Life and Death, from the soundtrack of Life and Death on the Rim season 1. And Eli is also writing his own project that we'll have, that will be our own IP, that will be kind of teasing out and putting out trailers for later in the year. But Life and Death on the Rim season 1, it's a Star Wars fan series. It's awesome. It's got immersive sound. We call it like an audio experience, because it really puts you in the middle of the action. You feel like you're actually getting to travel around with the characters as they go off on this crazy journey. Fuck nice. Tatooine. Mm-hmm. We don't hang out there for long. I didn't want to make another show on Tatooine. Thank you, Obi-Wan. It's like a group of characters that get to go across the Outer Rim and kind of have those types of adventures and stuff. But we're on every major listening platform. If you check us out online on social, Galactic North Productions is our tag for social.
If I could add real quick, is our show is set during the expanded universe, the Legends timeline, which has kind of been out of phase since Disney bought Star Wars. And so fans who grew up reading those books, the people who grew up reading those books, they haven't had any new content for a while. And so our series is going right back into their the latest series. It was the Fate of the Jedi. Jedi. Yeah, Fate of the Jedi series is where our show takes place. So anyone who's familiar with that, it's a really great chance to get back into those books and those characters that you've been missing for the last 10-15 years since Disney's been in charge. So
that was legitness.
Sweet.
That's awesome. Life and Death on the Rim.com or Galactic North Production on social, or search Life and Death on the Rim and you'll find it.
Yeah, we'll have that all in the show notes.
Show notes.
And then whenever you have a promo for your shit later, you can always send it to us. We can add it.
Cool.
We've got spots for breaks.
We would love that.
Thank you, guys.
We actually just got done making our first commercial, so.
Nice. Commercials are fun. We should make another few. Because they're just fun to do.
It is fun. It's kind of cool.
Some clean and some not clean ones. Because I have a hard fucking time not swearing sometimes.
Yeah, we have a hard time sticking to the script when making 30-second promos. So, you know, they come out funny sometimes.
Well, thanks again, y'all, for joining us.
Yeah, this
has
been
a pleasure. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And this is our first podcast that we've ever done.
Well, sweet. Yeah. Cool. Well, we're happy to be the first crossover.
All right. We also want to thank our patrons.
Yes. Mike Gagne from Boston Harbor Horror Podcast. We also have Chris Copleen from Retro Hangover Podcast. We have Dan the Movie Seller from the Movie Seller Podcast. We have Maiden of the Veil. You can go get a tarot reading from her. Reach out on Instagram. Oh my god. at Maiden of the Veil. JD Lowe, he is the Burger Time champ. And last but not least, Daddy Keith from the Main Quest podcast.
Damn, she knows all of those by name. That's pretty sick.
It's practice.
We love all our patrons. I could probably do it too, but somebody's got to try and distract her while she does it.
Sometimes he gets me. And then last week the week before when we had Keith on, they were both saying, people need to jump on so it will throw me off. I was like, fuck y'all.
Need somebody new with hard to pronounce names.
I'll get it, though.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Rappy McRapperson, for your intro music and Inadequacy for your outro music.
And you can send us an email, grandrapidiansplayvideogames@gmail.com, or support us, if you want, at patreon.com. We'll send you stickers every month. patreon.com/grandrapidians.
Yep.
You know, if you don't want to join us there, and you still want a sticker, leave us a review. Tell me you left a review. I'll send you a sticker for free.
If you want. You can find us on socials, Twitter, because that's what we're going to call it. Grand _video. Blue Sky at...
GRPVG on Blue Sky.
We're on Instagram and Fool's Book, but I hardly update that shit.
Fuck Facebook.
But whatever. If it gets our shit out to more people.
Here in my garage, just bought this new Lamborghini.
Ty Lopez!
Lamborghini.
Okay. Thanks for listening, and thanks for joining us again. It was
And death to fascism.
Awesome. All right.
All right.
Thanks again, y'all, for joining us.